And this comes to us from justthenews.com. That our daily number is 15. Governors in 15 states activated the National Guard in response to civil unrest. That's what you want. You don't want the president rolling tanks in there. You don't want it. You don't want the president to supersede any authority. I saw the guy on Gab talking about the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. Seriously? We're going to go there? It's not Trump's fault that governors stood back. It's not. Somebody just posted in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T. The Raleigh police chief. I'm not putting officers in harm's way to defend your property. Remember this. The Supreme Court has upheld time in and time out that the police, it's not their job to protect you. It's not their job to protect your property. It's not their job to protect you. Okay? So when they tell you these things, protect and serve, I talked about this on Friday. Simply because there's this idea. Police are not there to protect you, man. And it's not Trump's job to police your neighborhood. It's your governor's job to keep any insurrections or any rebellions, which a lot of these took place as, to quell them in your state. It's your mayor's job. Not President Trump's. You got Roush, whatever his name is. Where's Trump? Procebic. Trump's got to speak. Michelle Malkin. What's Trump doing? All of them calling for King Trump. All of them calling for King Trump. Why? That's not how this goes. You can't call yourself a conservative. You can't call yourself a conservative and then beg the federal government to roll tanks down your street. This is by Alex Nitzberg. Governors in 15 states activate the National Guard in response to civil unrest. President Trump calls for other governors to activate their own National Guards. When are you people going to realize President Trump is not a dictator? He's the most federalist DEE president since Coolidge. The man has shown huge, huge amounts of restraint. Where's Trump? Why can't Trump do something? It's not his job. It's the job of the people at your local and federal state level. Let's read a little bit. As civil unrest erupted throughout the U.S. following May 25th death of George Floyd in Minnesota, multiple states in Washington, D.C. have activated National Guard troops to help contain the crisis. The National Guard Bureau reported that as of Sunday, around 5,000 of its soldiers and airmen have been activated across 15 states of the District of Columbia due to civil disturbances. An additional 2,000 were ready if needed. That's what this is supposed to be. I get people who are on the left or moderates or whatever calling for Trump to do stuff, martial law. I get them. Our conservative, quote unquote, thought leaders are doing this now. That's okay. But Trump needs to say something. Trump needs to do something. No. Not at all. He is so restrained that you people are angry that he's not. He is not acting as the tyrant I've been told that he is. Right? I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure Hitler would have rolled military personnel into every one of these cities to quell resistance. Of course, Then again, you can't really do it because they're all over the daggone world. They're all over the world. So it would be a little hard to roll them in there considering they're defending, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, South Korea, Germany. Germany. They're off in Africa. So why are we having conservative thought leaders? I don't care about anybody else. I don't care about them. All right? They're going to want, they nationalist statists are going to want to be statists. They're going to want as much federal authority instituted as possible. All right? Where's the mayor of Washington, D.C.? Standing by, talking about Trump's tweets. Trump, president's inciting violence. Then why don't you step up and why don't you defend your city? You're allowing your city to be burned, destroyed, knocked down by a bunch of white liberals. White liberal college kids that are inciting these riots under the flag of Antifa. And we'll talk about that at the top of the third, the top of the second hour here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. This segment of the program is brought to you by Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on creation, which you can get at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Once you go there, you're going to be able to pick from either the online streaming option, the DVD set and online streaming option, or just the DVD set at Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on origins. You can watch the first two episodes for free at crusadechannel.com/Adam. And you can watch the first two episodes for free. I'm going to say it again. You can watch the first two episodes for free. I mean, you got nothing else to see at this point, right? You're not watching anything else. You shouldn't be. So check it out, crusadechannel.com/Adam. That's Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on origins at crusadechannel.com/Adam, A-D-A-M. Our daily number is 15. Only 15 states actually went through the proper channels. While other cities or other states, notably Democratic ones, decided to stand back and watch it all just burn. Right? We've seen reports of Mayor Bill de Blasio's daughter got arrested for throwing bottles at cops. We've seen in other blue states stepping back, stepping aside. Police departments outmanned. Let's be real, they're outmanned. This myth that the police can overwhelm a riot, if you've ever studied it or looked into it, you see that that's not the case. That the police can be overwhelmed very easily. And it's just the idea of law and order that keeps most people in line. But yet, what do we see? I'm going to keep saying it. You're going to see it more today. There's going to be more op-eds. There's going to be more public. Trump is weak. Trump disappears. Trump, blah, blah, blah. What do you want him to do? What is the correct course of action? Drop it in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. And as long as you're not trolling me, I won't ban you. Now go to anybody else's show, that's fine. But don't come into my chat room and start talking nonsense to me. If my admins won't ban you, I will. But tell me, what is the course of action you want Trump to do? Do you want him to act like the president in the presidential capacity and only operate at a federal level? Or do you want him to act like the tyrant everybody says he is and roll the military out? While mayors and governors sit behind their desks or their podiums talking about social distancing and wearing masks. And I don't want to, I love the fact that people are starting to say, oh, well, there's going to be a spike in coronavirus cases. Well, I'm sorry. You spent 3 months sending SWAT teams to barber shops, and calling people who wanted a haircut terrorists. But then when you have mass protests, as long as they were wearing masks, it's okay that they lit up affordable housing. They lit up buildings on fire. As long as you're wearing a mask and social distancing properly too, right? This idea that it's a national response. It's not. There was not civil unrest in all 50 states. And even if there were, that does not give Trump the authority to roll in anything. And some people will cite the Whiskey Rebellion and others will do this. It's not the case. It's not the case. Yeah, Justin just sent me this from the Daily Wire. The mayor of Minneapolis has issued guidelines to keep rioters safe from virus. And the virus is over, man. We've cleared out the virus. All right? Winter was impeachment. Spring was coronavirus. Summer is race war. The fall will be the election. That's how 2020 is going to play out. We're done with coronavirus, bro. Coronavirus is over. It's done. It's so March 2020. Stop trying to make it happen. You can't talk about how coronavirus was disproportionately affecting black and brown people and then stand back and watch black and brown people gather in mass and burn stuff to the ground. And so, I mean, it's not, he didn't, I mean, yeah, it is satire, but it's still absolutely true. He still is giving guidelines while the city burns. That's really what we're talking about. And I just go back to it. People's idea of what the president should and shouldn't be are so wrong. They want this king. No, you don't. You don't want what you're begging for. You don't want it. Because this stuff is already getting out of control. Marshalling up the military and rolling in. These people want conflict. And that's why it has to be dealt with at the lowest level possible. That's why it needs to be quelled at the lowest level possible. I told you in the last segment, they're going to spread out. They're going to spread out. So you either have the ability to put an end to it, to marshal up your state, and this is where the Second Amendment actually does come in. If you had local militias, I'm sure Mike Church, you know, because he covered everything. He had so much to cover. He did a great job this morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. This is the idea right here. This is what the Second Amendment actually exists for, militias.